welcome to the show, Roslyn.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you on. So, firstly, why is it called the Oxford comma? How did it get this nickname?
I'm not sure why it's called the Oxford comma, because it's also called the Harvard comma. So obviously it's a comma that belongs to prestigious universities, or it's called the serial comma because you use it, as you mentioned, in a series.
So this is a mystery lost to time then, is it?
Yes, I think so.
Oh my goodness. Why is this this Oxford comma or Harvard comma such a point of contention among linguists?
Look, I think it's because when you say point of contention, it's more a point of contention in Australia than anywhere else, because the Brits don't tend to use it universally, although key organisations like the Oxford University Press use it. The Americans use it universally, but in Australia, there's this push against it, and I can't understand why. I think it's because some teachers were educated at a time when it was out of fashion. But I found examples going back to the 1920s where it was used. When I wrote an article a couple of years ago about a $10 million absence of an Oxford comma in a case in the States, I checked on what was happening in New South Wales and Queensland as far as advice for teachers about commas. And I'm absolutely shocked this afternoon because 2 years ago I wrote, the New South Wales provides advice about the serial comma in terms that are appallingly written and have an egregious punctuation error. They can't spell it. And when I checked, that was in a link in an article I wrote a couple of years ago, so I checked again this afternoon before talking to you, and that error is still there. It's used in, you know, blah, 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 ITS instead of IT apostrophe S. So I noticed with interest that a prestigious professor has just been made head of the New South Wales Curriculum Authority as of today, and I'm going to contact him and say, you know, you really need to fix up this awful error.
Submit a complaint, perhaps. Is this the most egregious crime against the English language, do you think?
It felt wrongly. It's certainly the crime that if you commit in a, let's say, a job application or in a corporate document, that's it. You've eroded completely your credibility if you can't spell it.
Yeah.
Probably the most common.
So what's the standard for common practice in education in Australian English for use of the Oxford comma?
I don't think it's, well, New South Wales saying, they do mention that it can be referred to as the serial comma, and it's used, can be used to clarify list items when there's more than one thing in an item. So their example is white, red and yellow, purple and black. So they're saying, yes, you would use the serial comma there, but I don't think anybody else much is saying use the serial comma. The Australian Government Style Manual for authors, editors and printers, it says use it to avoid ambiguity. But, you know, I think you should use it all the time, because why would you have to stop every time you had a list of things to decide whether it was ambiguous with or without the serial comma?
So why don't we just use semicolons to settle this confusion completely?
Well, you can't use semicolons because well, you can. You can use semicolons in a list if each item, or at least one item in the list, has a comma.
Right.
So Jones, comma, the grocer. You can use semicolons there, but semicolons really are a kind of full stop. You use them to separate sentences rather than parts of a sentence.
Should typical use, as you're describing it in New South Wales, should that be compulsory? I don't know. Do you think there's room for alternate interpretations of the Oxford comma in English?
Yeah, I think, well, yes, yes. I just had an article. I was interviewed by a journalist yesterday in Washington, and there's an article about apostrophes on the BBC today, and the last line of the article is something she quoted me on. Punctuation is about two-thirds rules and one-third taste, so there's room for discretion. English communication is not black and white. There's a lot of grey. So,
absolutely.
Yes, discretion.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, thank you so much for joining me, Associate Professor Roslyn Petelin. It's been a pleasure having you on Tuesday Drive.
Thank you.